It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 828.
This weekend banter. What's happening, guys? What's going on?
You fucked it. It's 829, mate.
829. Oh, who cares?
829. Jess Lucas, producer Jess, welcome. Mr. 97, thanks for chiming in and just bringing down Josh.
No, that's
you can go now, mate. We'll finish your stream up and it will just be the three of us, to be honest.
No, well, I did ask you before. But the thing is, there needs to be... So, I've ordered index cards... and if I had index card, I would write down the episode number on the index card.
Yeah.
And I would have it there. The problem is that the index cards are coming from overseas. And so I've got a fucking office works that's 300 meters from my apartment. Yeah. But I feel fucking dumb because I've bought 4,000 index cards to go and buy index cards from fucking Officeworks.
Do you remember when you wanted to start printing emails in the office?
Yeah, I do remember that. I still think it would be great to have a good qual printer.
No, I agree, but it is expensive and who's getting the ink? You almost need to buy a year's worth of ink as you buy the printer. Because the ink will run out in like, 3-4 months and then you've still got another year before you decide, there's an argument in the office and you throw it off the balcony because Jess has been printing too much. Jess, have you ever been in trouble at a corporate business where you're printing too much? It seems to be quite a problem.
I'm not a massive printer.
Oh,
I don't like
good.
It. Yeah. Trying to conserve the trees,
Is there an environmental spin to it or are you just making that up for optics?
No, I just think it's a waste because you look at it once and then I'd never look at it again. And I hate clutter. So pieces of paper everywhere really pisses me off.
Okay. No, I get that. And so does that mean that you would be opposed to, I was talking about one day in the future, what the whole setup looks like. And I imagined for every show, imagine having sort of a 50-meter long cork board and every show, say if we had, probably 50 meters. Yeah, that's good. 5 meters. That's long, I guess. So imagine it's a long office, huge. 50 meters, a big office, big upgrades. So maybe let's say 20 meters, right? 20
Not
meter,
even.
20-meter cork board. Right, and then
Our whiteboard's only like 2 and a bit meters.
Yeah.
And because my new backyard at my new place is only 17 meters long, and that feels fucking huge.
I mean, you've been speaking about it like it's the biggest thing. I thought you were moving to a farm.
It basically is. It's 17.
You're gonna have an F-45. You're gonna have fucking Hollywood's children's farm there. You're gonna have fucking every single.
It will
thing.
Be.
But anyway, the So, imagine at 20 metres, let's say 20 metres, and we have 10 different podcasts at that point. And for every podcast, they get 2 metres of corkboard and they get boxes of index cards and they're putting up all their ideas. Are you okay with that from a paper perspective, Jess?
No, because what about the content ideas? What if you want surprises and stuff? You can't be showing other people. Or like, I know they're in our network, but you can't be showing everyone else the
This is
ideas.
A classic Jess move, isn't it? We're just fucking worried that everyone's going to steal your ideas. No one wants your fucking...
Close
no,
to
one,
you.
No one wants your... No one wants anyone's ideas.
Not mine. I'm collecting.
You know what, though? This is... We're looking at how people work and people work differently. And so, being next to a row of 10 other people doing work, it's a pain in the ass. Like,
no, but people are coming at different. I'm the one who hates people more than anyone, right? Like, this is. But what I'm saying is, you have too much Tully doing her production meeting at midday. Mm-hmm. One Trick Tony comes in at 3. Everyone's doing it different. We can get your fucking curtain that you can put over your ideas, Jess.
Isn't there a push away from open plan workspaces now?
Yes. Yeah. Massively. But I mean, I see this as a bit of a different one, which is the difference between having desks set up and then having collaborative places where there's a little bit of space. So, does every podcast need their own office? Is that what we're saying? It's getting real.
I mean, it wouldn't be bad. It wouldn't be bad. It'd be lovely.
Mm. Yeah.
Jess would
Could we just have a smart screen where we could just have one office and then we rotate the different podcasts and then we can like tap on it and you can log in and you can have your ideas.
It's a real interactive whiteboard.
Yeah. But there's no index cards at that point, is there?
No. You're, can I just make a point? Mm-hmm. You are the only one who wants the index cards.
Yeah. It's a very big drive. And he's really doubled down with the 4,000 of them.
Where are you going to store them now?
So the pricing, it's... so I found out after
was
the review...
Was it more affordable than Officeworks?
Yes. Yeah, a lot more. Half the price. Okay. And okay, so I... yeah, so I got them from Amazon... And they're a bit of a thinner stock, which I normally would be a thick stock guy. But the thing is that they have lined on one side and plain on the other.
Oh,
So it's versatile in that regard. And it's thick enough that you can use a Sharpie on it. And so I just think it's great for... So, okay, show planning. Maybe we do all show planning on Trello. And then we can do maybe website user experience stuff or
brainstorming. Then Jess will translate to Trello.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sure. I reckon there's probably an app right now where you can take a photo of the corkboard. So the one annoying thing about the corkboards is all the pins.
You don't need... Oh. Absolutely don't need a corkboard. Pins are the most silly fucking things. Like, there's so many other versions. There's so many other options. Sticky tape. What do you call it?
On a corkboard? What's the point of having a corkboard?
You don't use a corkboard. We don't need a corkboard. No corkboard needed.
So, what are you using?
You can stick it on any wall. You can use blue tack. You can use any sort of adhesive.
It's like what you did in the Booper video where they're all the...
They were using it on the glass. They were doing like a scrum, agile type stuff. It looks very good. But
have you been a part of a team that actually does it, JJ? Like in a tech business? Because you worked in Vado, and I could imagine the engineers and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel like this is foreign to Jess. Because Jess, it's a very common practice.
Yeah, I've done agile before. Yeah. But also like working at Clem's and stuff. Like there are posters and stuff all over the walls. Like, mm-hmm. Worked like that. Mm. Don't like it.
And TJ, remember we went to Old Maid in Los Angeles. What's his name? Real funny creative.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fuck. Oh, I was literally talking about him this week. Not Dax. I was thinking Dax.
It's going to annoy
Culver
us.
City.
I still had his business card
this week.
The creative agency.
Remember
Brooks Atwood.
Brooks. Thank you. Yeah, Brooks is fucking great.
He
in his office, they just have, like, they've clearly got endless amounts of ink because they've just got fucking concepts and mood boards and, you know, Pinterest, Jess. Like, Pinterest once was just fucking, like, the classic cork board with some pins.
Yeah. I mean, I figured that's probably the inspiration.
And the thing is that I'm the digital guy. I think where it comes, like, I think.
But are you? You're pushing the corkboard.
I know.
Because this is what I found fascinating about the whole thing. Because remember when I started and you guys were like, no, we don't use Google Sheets. And so I was like, oh, you're like, that's so antiquated. And then now you want to go back.
I don't know that word, so I have not used that word.
No, I
would have been drunk if I did.
You might not have used the word, but okay.
That word, TJ? Put it in a sentence. What do you think it means?
Well, it's a finishing off with something. So it's like, I'm sick of this process because it's so antiquated. It's like, tell me what it means and then I'll tell you if I was right.
Jess, what's the definition of antiquated?
Good guess, but no. Just like antiques. No. Mm-hmm. If you think about an antique, it's old.
It's a bit primitive.
So it's an old process.
Outdated.
Yeah, but the thing is, so the... I think what's happened is because I watched those few hours of the masterclass on the screenwriting... And so much of the they have this writer's room. And in the writer's room, they've got a corkboard. And they've got like, he's like, this is how the best television and films and all this sort of thing are made.
Yeah.
And so based on that,
Mason's dealt with it. You've come in after a weekend. We have a whole new approach to business. And it's off the back of a book.
But there's something nice about the tangible nature of the tactility.
I get it.
I've said it to GB too. I've like, Sevs, have it with Hump Day. Are you moving to index cards? Is that happening or no?
We're doing index cards digitally on Asana.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
Can
great.
You do index cards digitally on Asana? Do they call them index cards?
No, they're just cards.
Okay.
Same thing, and same vibe.
And let's talk about...
It fits one word.
Well, it's, you know? How do you land on something, though? Because you see something, Josh, and I know that it's your intentions are so great, and it's like, it is obviously working for a company like Disney or whatever who are implementing this.
How I'm sure there would have been index cards in Frozen, yeah? I'm sure if we go back to the doco, there were moments of index cards.
I'm sure. Who's it for? What's it for? It's for a specific part of the process that then can be taken away. There's definitely something worth like using notepad and pen to just write shit down.
Index,
but then, yeah, it is the back and forth.
With the notepad and pen.
Well, if you actually took shit off the table, so if you took off the table writing down, you then have to find the way using digital
like note-taking. I mean, I'm the guy, keep in mind, I'm the guy that at the start of the week was talking about drafts and having all my notes in my phone. So I'm not opposed to digital, but I think that the exciting thing is when you are, if you're in a brainstorm or you're in a production meeting or you're trying to collaborate, there is something annoying about everyone just being on their computer. And because you're getting input stuff, so you're getting stimulus from that, and you're Googling things, and you're
very
And so what I would love is for us to separate a little bit and say, here we're generating ideas. No idea is a bad idea. Come on, what's your ideas? Yeah. And then we're getting the index cards and we're putting it on and we've got the pins. And then by the end of it, you have a cork board full of ideas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's Jess has done this a million times.
As long as we don't have to do a run sheet. As long as we don't... Yeah. Remember, we did a brainstorm, Tommy and I. With, that's how I run brainstorms. I didn't realize we were talking about brainstorms. I thought we were talking about run sheets using them.
No. Well, now, so there is the bleed in the comms around it's going to be used for everything. If you want to have a coffee catch-up, we're using a cork board and fucking...
Yeah, yeah.
So the thing is...
That's the vibe right now.
So the run sheet, I feel, should be because... you weren't happy because you sent, you showed me the too much Tully run sheet. And I just, all I did was I selected the whole doc and put it
and
like,
pressed delete. And said, start again.
Start again.
This is terrible.
No, I just, press the line through and everything. That's the more obnoxious because you can see that something was gone. No, I turned the type size, the font size, to I think it was 16 or 18, and I'm like, there, change is done, go in, like, and you weren't happy.
No, and I went straight back in and like reversed what you did.
Yeah, I watched that, and I watched it in real time. I was on a client
and
call,
you cried,
and I watched it in real time as the Google like all the work that I'd done in the Google Doc just slowly start going back to its original size. But the point being that I think, as I've said before, I'm allergic. I have an allergy to big blocks of text, and things need to be sort of, you know, dance on the page if there's too much text. And so we need to try and do one lines on what we're doing rather than like, if we're talking about something, doing a whole paragraph. Because if you're doing a show, if you're on the podcast, I mean, you do, it's like, think about when you're in school, the kids who are just getting started in debating or doing speeches, they would write every single bit on the page, right? And then the top dogs, what the SRC presidents are doing,
what did you do back in the day?
I had index cards and I couldn't get, I remember when I first saw, so I'd just been cutting paper. I'd just been getting A4 paper and cutting it. And then I saw...
remember guillotines in the libraries?
Yeah. Yeah, guillotines were great. I had a guillotine, a personal guillotine. Anyway, when I discovered that there was a type of card that you could buy that was actually designed for this specific purpose. Like, I've been loving index cards for a long time. I've had many. We've used a lot in the office. I feel like we went through them very quickly. And so...
I thought you still have a stack of about 300 on your desk.
I wish.
Yeah, I did try and look for them. But Jess and I bought a bunch before our brainstorm, didn't we? Yeah, where are they?
Wait, I think they're at the office. No, I think they're sticky notes.
Oh, they were sticky notes, sorry. We wanted a similar vibe, but we wanted to make them easy to put up. Sticky notes work, don't they, Jess?
Yeah, sticky notes work for brainstorms because then everyone can...
Because you can get different sizes.
Slice and...
Yeah, I have seen... So, I read an article about index cards specifically before I bought them and someone said...
It's riveting.
If you want... No, it's great. It's good to know this stuff. Someone's got to care. You don't have to. But the in the article, they said if you are doing long days to avoid sort of wrist issues... The sticky notes are great because you're not having, like, putting pins in every.
Why? Because heaps of wankers are using them.
Good wank joke. No, because it's the pins.
No, I get it. I get it. I think I'm a fan
of
sticky notes.
Issues.
I'm a thinker.
Yeah. So then I will. We could look.
You're,
and not, this is,
you're only pinning max a couple of hundred a day. Maximum. That's on the outrageous scale. That's a lot. Yeah.
Bloody snowflakes.
You're not going to have wrist issues after pinning 100 things.
It's, yeah. No, this is great. Hang on. Let's take it away from this riveting conversation.
Just very quickly on the index. One thing that I forgot to mention. Ryan Holiday, the author that you love, is a great writer. He has a whole index card method where... he's got boxes and boxes of index cards, and what he does, this is one of the other reasons I bought so many. When you're reading a book, you know how I've been like underlining like quotes that I like?
Mm. Yeah.
Then what you do is after you've read the book, go through the book and for every quote or underline, create an index card. And then so what you end up with is a repository of all of your quotes, the ideas. And so then if you want to write a book and you want to quote things or you want to, you're like, oh, fuck, what happened here? You've got all these. Like, I could become very good at quoting.
Is that not
just
what...
Just dovetail your book.
Yeah. No.
I thought you literally had the Kindle app for that purpose.
Yeah, so, but
there's that hooked in, like, what is it called?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Readwise.
It's just the highlights thing. Yeah, so Readwise is a third-party app that I was using that will send you an email each day with some highlights from your Kindle. But what we're talking about here, Sevs, is physical books.
Sure.
Yeah. No, I love
anyway,
it.
Anyway, moving on. Sorry. I'm done.
Jess... last Saturday, we did the check-in on your date, and I know because I get access to the Too Much Tully recording. There was no update on next week's Too Much Tully about your date, and so I'm thinking maybe we can sneak one in, or is it you want to get back to us
cold.
On that?
It's so cold.
Oh, it's gone. It's gone cold. Oh, no.
It's a crime case, is it?
Get the cue cards out. Let's build out a mind index map card. Of this shit.
Yeah, so what's happened, Jess?
Well, it's mostly me. I'm just off him at the moment. Mm-hmm. I just can't be bothered with him.
And this is after he decided to watch basketball with his brother. I didn't even know the basketball season was on.
Yeah.
I didn't know it either.
I think it got pushed out because of COVID.
Yeah. LeBron's playing.
Oh, really? Yeah. Is the basketball actually on?
I don't know how it's working, but they're definitely playing.
Yeah.
You're using Aura rings.
I could get around
for
it.
To track temperature. They're using... So, just quickly, NBA bought four thousand or something Aura rings that all of the players are using, and it's to check their temperature, and if they get an abnormal temperature, they then have to get tested. And the reason they came up with the idea was a guy on Facebook who has an Aura ring, which is like a tracking ring for like sleep and all that sort of thing, said, hey guys, I have an Aura ring. This is back in like March. I was going to get on a flight somewhere and I saw that my temperature was funny and I thought, oh, that's weird. I'm going to go get tested. And he had COVID. And so after that, they basically pivoted from being like the sleep tracking thing to being like a, what do they call it? What do they call it now? It's like a diagnosis ring or like a diagnosis
that's
product. Anyway.
The same thing happened with Whoop.
Yes.
Like it's not the NBA stuff, but around like there was the first person who got the... The first person who had a Whoop who got COVID had the same experience. Like, man, my heart rate's off, everything's off, and so that's how he picked it up, which is pretty cool. But the NBA, they're also using a new test as well to
what
test
sort of
its
test?
Players. It's like a quick.
Is it the one the White House are using? It's like 5 minutes.
5 minutes, whatever, yeah.
It's ridiculously quick for a COVID test.
I mean, Joe Rogan's testing all of his guests. Is he using
that? Yeah, not, it's not that one. It's a different version, but...
No, they're using spit tests.
Okay.
Yeah, wow.
And so, I mean, sorry, we're talking about your dating and then went to the NBA stuff. This is what guys do. Somehow you want to talk about your love life and we'll talk about sport. Don't get me started.
And then I just clock out.
Yeah, you just accept it. So how are you feeling about it all then? So you're feeling fine. Cold?
Do you know what? Nah, I'm okay. Because I'm kind of, whatever it is, what it is. He wasn't that, he was fine, but the banter wasn't that good that I'm like, sad about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can deal with that. And I mean, I feel bad. I'm probably ghosting him because I'm just not going to write back to his last message. He's just painful.
So you won't, you can't Casper him based on, you wouldn't know who he is. If you saw him at a cafe, would you know it was him?
Yeah, I feel like I would now.
And would he know what you look like?
Literally down the road.
Okay, so there could be a chance that you bump in. But it's not what you look like?
Yeah, because you've got photos on Hinge and stuff. So, I mean, I'm fairly sure he'd... Yeah,
will he only recognize you if you're dressed up as a sausage, though? Hot dog.
Yeah, potentially. What was talking about food.
Have you updated any of that stuff, the food stuff?
No, because again, I'm just off it all. I can't be bothered. Having to sustain a conversation really pisses me off.
Welcome to life.
Yeah.
And a podcast.
Yes. I thought my index card quirk was funny.
You guys are engaging though. Like he's just kind of like, how's your day?
And so I'm you want to date us is what you're saying, which you can't. That's the problem.
Josh, can you cue the clap sound effect?
Yeah.
It was this week, probably 4 days ago. That's a bit early.
Real premature.
That Jess posted for the first time in 1 year on Instagram.
Prompt me when you want the clap.
Go. That's it there. Big one. And so it had got late. It had got late in the night, late in the arvo, and she'd even said to me, what should I post?
What did you say, TJ?
I can't even remember. I was like, I don't know. It's just, I can stop thinking NBA about it so much. Just post something.
I have nothing to post.
And then she's done... a post. Tell us about why you chose the aesthetic, why you went with it, and how hard was it for you? And do you feel good?
Yeah, I felt good about it. I got a lot of engagements, more than I've ever had before in my life. So it was all about...
Of course you did, mate. They thought you were dead.
You got engagements.
Yeah, like likes, comments.
Yeah.
Engagement.
Felt real good.
Yeah. A lot of engagements.
The reason I went...
A lot of engagements, proposals.
The reason I went for black and white is because I wanted to break it off from the stuff posted, and now I'm going to start posting more. I still have a strategy around what I'm going to post. And
it was the three line across, so the three photos. Mm-hmm. She's really done the line. That's fucking great.
Yeah.
And so you think that people will be aware, or you have to put it in your bio, like black and white. Pre-black and white, everything from 2019 back. We just assume people understand.
I think I'll just start fresh. I don't think I'll draw attention to it, you know.
Yeah. And so what is your posting strategy?
I mean, it sounds pretty thought out, to be honest. It sounds really thought through.
Actually, before we get to the posting strategy, what did you actually post?
I posted old photos of my family. Mm-hmm. My gran wanted to do... a big family photo. She wanted to get it all printed and stuff for her home. And if you look at the last one, we're all sitting on a couch. It looks like we're the cast of Friends or something.
Big cast of Friends.
It's great.
It's great. I love the one with your sister because you're sort of holding her stomach like she's like newly pregnant.
Did you look at the hand placement as well of the other two?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That's so bizarre because I thought it was her hand, but they've got them interlocked, each other. Yeah. But it looks like one hand. Your sister's got some sort of, 17 fingers.
I mean,
wow.
Yeah, no, I don't know why they did. We're just all so awkward in front of a camera. So
I get that. Well, Mason's actually, Sev's, being the family guy, you've done your own family shoot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, it wasn't a family shoot, but for Grace's mum's birthday, we thought we'd send over a photo because she's got this great place where she puts all the family photos. And so we went out on the weekend and took a photo in the front yard and then printed it.
Can you show, have you got it on your phone or something? Can you show it to
us? Yeah, I do. Hang on. It's actually my...
Oh, it's your background. Oh, wow.
Oh, very wow. cute.
That's very
Who took
closer.
That?
Yeah.
Who took that? Did you get Dad, Rick? Did you get him out there?
Got Dad's camera and Sam went and took it.
Did you post it as well?
No, he hasn't.
I haven't posted it. Just hang on. Here we go.
And his dad's got the latest camera. A7S.
It's very sweet, isn't it?
A7R.
And then there's that tall one.
Oh, it's, yeah, it's
oh, high
portrait.
Res.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful. How did you know what to wear? There. Like, are you you sort of coordinated? Are you both wearing navy or something? Or
yeah, I mean, I just put on my only T-shirt that was there, and then that jumper is actually Grace's mum's jumper.
Oh, great.
From a while ago.
That Grace was wearing.
That Grace was wearing, yeah. Which is quite cute.
The what about wearing all white? That was a big thing for a while. What is that? What's that material? Like
white
when you
parties.
Go to Greece or whatever. No, when you go to Greece or whatever and you wear, I've got one
cotton,
of those shirts.
Linen.
Oh, linen, sorry.
Yeah, I feel like it would be fun to do. We could, how about we do a big
party.
Media company linen shoot would be great.
Photo shoot.
All fucking matters.
A linen shoot. Yeah, brought to you by Rod and Gun. I've got linen
shoots.
Oh,
shirts. Yeah. The directors can be wearing blazers just to cut it real. Just in the middle. Real cringe. That'd be nice.
And like pants, though. Oh, you like sort of like baggy white pants as well.
Linen we pants. Could do it on sand.
Like
a really
yeah, like a real yacht vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be nice. Boat shoes. Yeah. Boat shoes would be nice.
And cocaine in everyone's pockets. That sounds like the vibe.
It sounds like your bloody 40th, TJ.
Mate, that's what's happening. Grace, who's coming? Jess, that you're new to the podcasting space and you're already on about 70 shows. How are you feeling about sharing more personal stuff? Because you're the girl that had the closed Facebook Instagram account. So, you're quite personal. And next minute... you're talking about, you know, relationships, dating, mental health. Like, how are you feeling? Just, I mean, we should be doing this off air, but let's just do the check in now.
Index cards haven't arrived yet, so we're just going to roll with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. I'm okay with it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you guys don't know if I'm revealing everything.
Okay. What does that mean?
Yeah.
I'm actually a pretty open book, let's be honest. You guys probably hear about everything in my life.
What don't we know probably. About? Tell us one. Here's a fun game. Tell us one thing that we don't know about you.
Oh, I don't know if I feel like Tommy might know this, but I have my nose pierced.
I knew this as well. Can you flick it down for us?
Maybe it's...
Yeah.
What do you mean flick it down?
So she's got it always in.
Oh, my God. You've got... Oh, yeah, sorry. No, yes, I did know that, but I didn't know that you kept it in.
You can't.
Can you go...
I didn't know you kept it in.
Thumbnail.
Do you flick it out much?
No.
Okay, so...
how do you take it out?
It's just like up and looped over. It's got little balls on the ends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you take off the ball and you can take it out.
And so,
when do you bring it out? When do you sort of flick it down?
First date.
No, I haven't brought it out. No, I haven't brought it out in years. I can't remember the last time I actually wore like a hoop through it. I probably wouldn't bring it out. Now it's just for lols because everyone's like, you've got your nose pierced.
Oh, really? Just for lols?
Yeah. And I just feel like I could just reveal that to like my future guy. He's going to be like, what is that? I'm like, I'm a badass.
I'm a badass. Have you got any tattoos, Jess?
No.
I think we spoke about that on Hump Day. Yeah,
we did.
Mm-hmm.
Just get a bit too indecisive or just feel like you'd have... I mean, Hayden feels like the opposite. He's like, mate, no, you don't regret them. You just fucking keep living. Which you have to say that if you have a podcast logo, you know. and a hummus logo for that matter.
Yeah.
I mean, Sev's actually mentioned on Hump Day Replay that you would get the Daily Talk Show tattooed. Interesting spots that you were suggesting.
Well, so we've discussed this before at the end of the 10 years, getting a little like a little tattoo or a little like memento of what mm-hmm. we've achieved and what we've done. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if it'll be I don't think it'll be the logo. I don't know what it'll be, but I think it'd be
nice.
You
said it was the I'm pretty sure it was the Daily Talk Show logo. You don't want the logo? You think it's too corporate or something?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't get the logo.
BMC.
You get like a microphone.
I get like a little microphone. And,
a microphone. People are like, were you in a band?
I think there's good things like, Josh, on your arm, the back of it, like in sort of really skinny text.
An index card.
EP14. It just says EP14.
Actually, it would be good to have something where we need all of our arms together to make something up.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
That's cute. Do you have any tats, Josh?
I've got six, but they're all on my right shoulder. Now I've got none.
I was like, holy fuck, how?
Yeah, no. Look, I'm happy. If we can get the confirmation right now, as long as... I mean, Josh, it's definitely you and I still here in 10 years. Mm-hmm. If these guys will fucking put up with us, they'll be here too. But can we get a pact right now? Will you all get a tattoo of some kind to reflect the previous years?
Yeah, yes. Fucking oath.
Yeah, great.
Yes, got it. We've got it.
Yeah, that's good.
I can't wait to be watching this back in 10 years' time and being like...
Yeah. It'll be in 8 or 7.5. Oh, so it's going to come back real quick. Just so you know, if it's feeling chilly this weekend, it's because icy mass of Antarctic air is heading for Australia to drop the weekend temperature.
Oh. That's cool. Mate, I'm not looking forward to it, to be honest. I've got a nice heater, mm-hmm. but it's interesting.
Mate, I just haven't really thought about it. Did you, I feel like it's boring talking about other podcasts you listen to on a podcast. Well,
overheard a conversation.
I heard a couple of guys talking. I feel like it's a personality trait of, is my light shifting? I feel like my light keeps doing like the LED thing. Anyway. Joe Rogan had David Blaine on his podcast. He is like a fucking magician, illusionist. I don't know. Like, he's fucking all these things, right?
He's a modern day Houdini, but even more talented, I think, than Houdini. Oh, like, you know, he can hold his breath longer. Houdini could only do 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes. He can do 17. Like, he's like the Houdini on steroids, but Houdini probably has a bigger brand.
He probably is on steroids.
Yeah, probably.
On something, yeah.
But anyway, the thing that I was listening to was about coral. Hear I'm talking about coral, TJ?
No.
Fucking coral's coral amazing.
Coral bleaching or?
No, just coral. Just coral, or? Like, it's like the oldest, it's like one of the oldest animals. It's got no ears, no eyes, all this sort of thing. And they all like... I'm going to fuck it up. Go listen to that podcast. But essentially, they all open up or whatever at a certain time, right, around the world. And you can cut off a piece of coral, put it in London in a bucket, and at the exact same time, it will open up with all of its friends. Like, it knows. Isn't that fucking clever?
That's magic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How weird.
Is that why they were talking about it? Because it's sort of magical?
Yeah, just talking human... about... Yeah, just the whole... Yeah, just fucking coral.
I mean, how about glowworms? Have you ever seen glowworms?
I don't find that too... I mean, that's... You're describing everything.
Man, that's fucking magical.
What's new now?
How about this? How about the shrimp? There's a certain type of shrimp that can... heat up a 1,000 degrees. Look at that. Look up this says really? It like
built
heats
in barbecue.
It like heats the water around it, and so it's like one of the most savage killers in the sea. But it's so small, and so it's some kind of killer shrimp.
Absurd creature of the week. This is from Wired. The feisty shrimp that kills with bullets made of bubbles. Fuck, no, that's not it. But geez, that's shrimp.
No, that sounds like that sounds it.
Oh my god, they travel at 97 kilometers an hour.
Yep.
And reach temperatures of 8,500 degrees Fahrenheit.
I mean,
without
the ocean
burning
is
themselves.
Scary.
Are they cooking themselves?
Well, they stay alive.
They're shooting them out. I don't know how they make them.
What about
hot,
electric? What about electric eels? Like, isn't this shit like, if yeah, you're really to go bizarre. Deep, go,
you don't
go
in
sort
the
of,
ocean.
Oh, mate,
what do you think
the
of,
ocean's fucked.
Jess?
Yeah, yeah.
Jess?
Yeah.
Can't do you believe them. In aliens?
No.
But she believes in...
In the lady in Bendigo that tells your future. Is that true? Yeah.
She believes in tarot card readers, but yeah. not that there could be yeah, some kind of no, extraterrestrial force.
What's it,
it's what? Not E.T. We're not talking E.T., Jess. We're talking about a potential sort of life form that we don't understand.
Are you talking about little bacterias or are you talking a natural
When you say little
thing?
Bacterias, I feel like it sounds boring.
Well, so you're talking about a being, like a thing that can move, like that's walking.
Yeah, what, I mean, yeah, what is a thing?
Whatever
like,
that
what
movement
is. What
is
a being?
I don't know.
Define a
Something
being.
That's alive. Something that's alive.
Is coral a being?
Yes.
I don't know. Is it? Being.
If you on that front, Josh, I've done a lot of like watching of documentaries and like researching.
So have I. Documentaries don't make it fucking. Anyway, go on. Is this going to be about the gurus? Because it can't be fucked.
No, it wasn't going to be. It was going to be about the coral and how amazing it actually is. I feel like you didn't get the conversation you wanted.
Do you think? Yeah, go on. What do you think about the coral?
Well, the reason I don't know how to say this nicely. Like when they reproduce,
when they
like
fuck.
They.
Is that what you're going to say?
When they let off their.
Oh, so when they ejaculate
semen into the waters, yeah, they do it once a year, uh-huh. and it has to be the most perfect temperature. Uh-huh. Otherwise, they can't let it go. And because you know that coral
mate, they're
is
fucking fast.
They're not
fussy,
good for global warming. Jesus.
Well, no, that's the whole issue. That's coral bleaching because when the waters get too warm, they can't do it.
Ah,
so that it's the equivalent of blue balls. It's white balls.
Yeah. Actually, that would be funny. We should change Tommy's bio just to be the description of coral to see if we can get someone.
What is
but
the
anyway,
description
Josh,
of...
Just,
of what?
Well, just
of
the
coral,
sperm. Once a year, but it's got to be the perfect timing. And climate change will fuck it up. Go on. Sorry, Jess.
Yeah, so I do think that there is probably something out there, but I don't think that there maybe is, I don't think they're like us. Civilized, is that the word you'd say?
Yeah.
I reckon
well, they could
be civilized.
So you do believe in aliens?
Well, I don't know. Are we calling them aliens? Can't we just call
well,
it life?
I think you got to make the distinction between humans and other things that aren't.
So an alien is... So, outside of this world, I guess, is the question.
Mm-hmm. Anything, yeah.
Yeah, I do. Extraterrestrial. My mind went straight to aliens in big circular disc spaceships.
I mean, technically, an alien is just anyone that belongs to a foreign country. A foreigner, especially
unfamiliar
one who is
disturbing.
Not a naturalized citizen, no. A hypothetical or fictional being from another world. Another world, I think, is what I'm talking about when I say aliens.
Mm-hmm. I reckon they're a bit more advanced, to be honest.
You think?
Advanced for us to even realise.
But what's
but
advanced?
This year,
like,
guys...
This year,
the Pentagon has released information. They've said that they have off-world vehicles not made on this Earth. And that's from the fucking Pentagon. And so, this is just sort of... The thought is that it's like so much crazy shit's happening in the world that if they drop some stuff in now, it hasn't got the interest level that it once had. And so, then they start releasing it. That's their plan. And everyone's so accustomed to the thought of aliens and that they're here and that they're existing from movies and everything. But if they've got vehicles like UFOs, like you're saying, Jess... There's Bob Lazar. Do you know of Bob Lazar, Jess?
No.
You should watch a documentary about Bob Lazar. He's a guy that was supposedly working at Area... Is it Area 61? Area 61? He's working on these crafts.
Like that, yeah.
And so, he says that these crafts exist and he describes getting into one and seeing it and he said that he's seen them activated and lifting up. And he said that the some of the things that have become known as the stuff he was talking about Area wasn't 51. In existence.
Area 51. Area 61 is an MMA.
But that was the nightclub I went to in St Kilda. That's where I went. It was Area 61
Area
in St Kilda.
Area 61 is a CrossFit and MMA in Batemans Bay.
Area 61 St Kilda. I've had some big nights there. Yeah, it was. It was a bar in St Kilda, Area 61. There's a fucking lot of aliens there, getting mate. Lit. I looked like getting one lit. Too. I was lit. But it's very fascinating. Mm. And it's I think
he's
that
a weird
you are
character, though.
Quite open. Yeah, he is, but I think to
he's
be
like when he was on Joe Rogan, he was like, I was like, man, my head's hurting. Just like real strange quirks that he's just like, man, I can't, my head hurts. Oh, yeah, I don't know. He was just trying to remember
imagine,
stuff. He's like, man, my head hurts. And just like,
imagine.
It's very weird.
Imagine having information in your head that no one believes is true. Starts. And so, regardless of if you think it's true or if you even feel like you've experienced that situation, no one believes you. Like, there is a huge amount of people that are like, dude, you're fucking off your face.
Yeah.
I don't want to believe that.
Well, have you heard? So, I was watching, you know, the Winklevoss twins.
Yes.
They were in the social. Bringing them up.
They were in, really?
I don't know. He's done it like twice on the show.
Really? Does he think he's the Winklevoss twins of the Daily Talk Show? He's going to come after us because he came up with the idea. But anyway, so the Winklevoss twins. Jess, do you know about the Winklevoss twins?
No.
Have you watched The Social Network?
No.
You've got to watch that film. It's great. Can you watch it tonight, please?
Yeah.
You're not doing a watch party, are you?
Oh, we're doing a watch party for it. No. And which one? Because she may be
and
disappointed if she stumbles across the one, you know, the shittier one. There's a couple.
Is there? I don't think there is.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm thinking of Apple. I'm thinking of Apple.
Screenwriter, Aaron Sorkin, uses index cards. Anyway, the Winklevoss twins went to, is it David Portnoy, the guy who founded Barstool Sports?
Yep.
A podcast network and all that sort of thing. Anyway, they were explaining Bitcoin, right? So apparently the Winklevoss twins hold the most amount of Bitcoin in the world, right?
Really?
And do you know what they were saying? The reason why you should invest in Bitcoin versus things like gold?
Why?
Because apparently Bitcoin has like a static, like there is no more new Bitcoin. It just needs to be mined,
yes.
Right? Yep. Like it's a static amount. It's sort of like stable. What they were saying was Elon Musk is going to be doing asteroid mining. And so asteroid mining for like precious gold and stuff. So what they're saying is it's like the way they said it, which I don't think this is actually how it happened. He's like, yeah, like gold in the future could just be like raining from the sky, basically.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are like asteroids and meteorites and stuff. I mean, maybe it's not a meteorite meteorites have to hit Earth, potentially. I don't know. But whatever it is, like, you can get foreign bodies from space that, like, have so many minerals on them that it makes everyone in the world, like, a trillionaire. Like, there's that much stuff that you could just collect and bring back to Earth. And then, yeah, of course, it depreciates. Like, it brings down the value of everything.
It's a pretty crazy thought, don't you think?
It's outrageous.
I mean, what does that make you think?
Wrapping your head around.
Jess, what do you think?
I mean, I just feel like if that was to happen, though, it'd all even out. Like, everything is relative to what you like.
But if you've got a heap of gold, if you invest in gold and you had fucking, you know, $1 million worth of gold, and then all of a sudden someone said, "Hey, that gold that you have." Jeff down the street got his gold for $2.
You're in trouble. You've lost your $2 million.
It's not worth $1 million anymore.
No, exactly. That's what I mean. Why it's all kind of relative. Like,
what does that mean? What does it mean? It's all relative.
Like, if it brings it down, if you can get gold for $2 versus whatever it costs now, it's not really worth that money anymore, is it? Because it's so available.
Exactly. And so the thing is, it's like, it's not relative in the sense that there's going to be a bunch of people who were perceived rich in 2020 because they've got all this gold, but it's not worth anything anymore. It's like if you had 50 grand in the bank, if all of a sudden they're like, hey, that 50 grand can only buy you 3 coffees from like an average coffee place, no almond milk, you're fucked.
Yeah, it's like when you go overseas. And you leave.
Look, to be honest, if there was a tomorrow, every single, what are cards are you getting? What are they? Q cards?
Index cards.
Index cards somehow disappeared from the earth, and then Josh has the last 4,000. You'd be the richest man on earth.
Yeah, I'd have $4 trillion potentially. It's huge. It's massive when you put it that way. Fuck, it's a good investment. All right.
Yeah.
Anything else, Jess, to report? Anything to... So I'll give a... I like Weekend Banters being a bit of a recommendation moment. I think I've spoken about them, but I've never shown them. I had this for my breakfast. It's a silly breakfast, but I did it anyway. The company is Tasty, T-A-S-T-I, proudly New Zealand owned since 1932. It's the nut butter whole food balls cacao brownie. These things.
Oh, yep. New brand in Coles.
Yes.
Woolies or whatever.
Woolies, I think. So it's got the ingredients list is on the back because I'm trying to be good with sort of the ingredients that I'm putting, you know, trying not to do refined shit. Dates, peanut butter, 22%, coconut, soy protein, cacao, almonds.
Yeah.
Date syrup, a hint of natural flavoured and sea salt.
I mean, not many. I don't know why you haven't gone and made the protein balls that I.
Well, so that's what. So I bought the dates. Oh. I did buy the dates that you said, and I started just fucking eating them from the bag.
They are so yummy.
Yeah, and also, I got the cashews. What else was in them? So there was cashews, cacao,
protein.
Surely you put like flaxseed. Flaxseed. Oh,
that was the thing I didn't
like
have. Chia. No,
chia seeds. Yeah,
was it flaxseeds?
No, I used coconut flour.
That's right.
I don't use flax seeds, but you could probably pop them in.
Yeah, just go hard. Just fill it out with everything.
So that's my recommendation. And that was it was just easy. But Jess, I do want it. Bree's concern is, and she actually said this last night, she said, if we eat the balls, you're going to eat them all. I was like, fuck.
Yeah. Well, if you make the balls, is that what you meant? Yeah.
Yeah.
Make the balls, you eat a heap of them.
No, mm-hmm. You have to limit it's yourself dangerous. To one a day.
Yeah, and so Bree said you can't do it because I've been having, like well, yesterday, how many did you I have had. Yesterday? Yeah. 9 cans of sparkling water. But the fucked up thing is, still dehydrated. Was pissing like fucking...
How many coffees did you have, though?
2.
How many coffees did you have?
So I had 9 cans. It was
what are you eating?
Like 2.5.
What are you eating? Like, there's so much more to...
So I'll tell you what I ate yesterday.
I didn't want to know.
No, I'll tell you. So I had black beans with capsicum, jalapenos, and 3 eggs. I had 3 protein balls. I had...
You had 4, didn't you? Because you had 1 at night.
Yeah, 4. Yeah, thanks, fucking bitch. half a smoothie, a handful, like a very small handful of cashews.
Yeah.
Grapefruit.
And a grapefruit.
There's something going on, though. Maybe can you, in your water, just sprinkle a little bit of Himalayan salt?
So I've been, so the, this is the thing, the eggs and stuff, I've been salting very well.
Yeah. I don't know. Something's going on.
Well, I reckon,
you're not absorbing the water.
Can you do an experiment?
But no, wouldn't
the
absorbing
of
the water, but Sevs, just quickly, like on the absorbing the water thing. If you're not absorbing the water, wouldn't it be clear and you'd just be pissing all the time?
No, that's dehydrated. You're saying you wouldn't piss at all.
So what are you saying?
Because I'm saying that your body's not absorbing the liquid. So you can drink liquid, but your body's not absorbing it to hydrate yourself. And so you're not hydrated.
But if it was not absorbing, then it would just be coming through. So it'd be pissing clear. So my
issue is that that's not the...
I'm like pissing butter.
No, because you piss... When you piss clear... When you, it's disgusting, isn't it? It's fucking putrid. When you piss clear is when you are hydrated. You're healthy. So you're not hydrated.
If you're saying if you're not absorbing it, So if you are
Look it up, water absorption. It doesn't, just because you're smashing a litre of water doesn't mean that you're, yes, it's good and you should be doing it, but there is something else, that's what I'm saying. There's something that is going on around the actual absorption and hydration coming from the water.
Could you,
okay,
switch out? Could you switch
another
it out with normal
is,
water?
Yeah.
Water
is that,
in your
Josh,
kidneys.
You're still flushing out all of the shit that you've been eating for the past couple of weeks.
That.
30 years.
Actually, this is new. Actually, you know what? I reckon you are spot on. All right. No, you're right. You know what? I haven't eaten meat all week. And so I reckon you are spot on. I reckon it's literally I'm pissing beef stock because it's still fucking in my system.
I don't think you're eating enough meat, like, to be...
You
weren't on a carnivore diet.
I was eating a lot.
You're just eating shitty versions. Like, if you're eating burritos and fucking just crappy food, it's... That's not you eating a lean meat diet. So you can't say that, like, there's people healthy on lean, like, just meat diets. And so...
No, but there's a toxicity to it, isn't there, is it? Like, if you go from one diet to, like, if you radically change your diet, not like, what do they call it? Like a I'm going on a
cleanse.
Cleanse. So, like, cleanses are a bit fucking bullshit. But the thing is, like, surely my body is changing to what I'm eating now. No?
But you've been mentioning the pissing butter for about 7 years. So, it's nothing new in that respect.
Well, no. So, the reason why I have that is because 60 to 70% of the time, pissing clear. But then, so I wake up this morning and I piss. I'm like, fuck, what's going on? Like, I had heaps
but
of water.
Overnight, you know that overnight you can become dehydrated.
Okay. So, maybe
dehydration.
So, I'm pissing clear during the day, but I'm just surprised it in the mornings.
Oh, my God. That is literally everyone. Like, even the healthiest, most hydrated people do that.
All right. Well, so that's what we worked out. So, I'm fine.
You're right.
I thought you were pissing butter at like.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'll go piss a clear one right now, I reckon.
Oh, you're so
can you give us
that
coffee?
You're worried about.
Okay.
I mean, what if you just tried switching out with that amount that you have in 7 or 9 cans of that water
into
sparkling,
like,
water,
still water
into still water and see what happens?
Yeah, I need
just do an experiment.
The
one
thing
day.
Is, I just need a nice vessel to have them in. The big plastic thing is annoying. The fucking
soda
the
privilege
thing
here,
is the fungus
the
thing.
The fucking privilege.
I need
get a little. Get a
I
little Voss bottle.
Yeah. You're spot on.
Get a Voss bottle.
I've been to
and
Voss.
Then they, really? Even,
what, the factory?
I've
factory
showered
or what?
In your water.
Is that a place? I didn't know that. Voss. Tell me about it.
Yeah. Yeah, Voss. Norway. Yeah, went there. I've got a picture with a sign at the front.
And so it is the actual, can you bring your own bottle and fill up?
I'm sure you could have if you wanted to. There was like a lake there. I can't really remember it that well. We were there for like a night. That's all I've got for you. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Wow. The first premium water enhanced with aquamarine.
I mean, you're just filling it up
plant
with plant-based
multi-mineral
after
complex.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
but yeah, I think
you know, if there's one takeaway from today, guys, go and drink some water.
Yeah. But also, it's fine if you're pissing not like butter, but like not clear in the morning.
Yeah, and also you should have a glass of lemon water in the morning.
So Bree has been making a concoction with apple cider vinegar or whatever. It's like
Is it yum? What does it taste like?
Yeah, it tastes like. No, I like it because it tastes like drinking out of like a pickle jar, but Bree doesn't like it.
It sounds disgusting. Yeah. Anyway, all right, guys. Have
Hi,
a good
the
weekend.
DailyTalkShow.com. If you want to send us an email, how are you going? Yeah. All right. See ya.
We love you.
Bye.
See you guys.